The question was asked, being that we're taught that one shouldn't have excess idle chatter with one's wife, so what is considered the correct amount of conversation that's supposed to be between spouses? So, obviously, different men and different women have different needs, and there's conversation which is necessary for living together, running a house together, being married, raising children, and you will find that that encompasses a lot of the time that's left, meaning the rest of the question is more theoretical than practical, because most people don't have that many hours of free time, and there's a lot you have to talk about. Most people in their lives have a lot of issues they have to discuss. Are we continuing to rent this apartment? Are we going to bargain with him to bring down the rent? Are you continuing the job you had? Are you going to switch positions? What should you do with your boss who's treating you unfairly? Are we going to sue the neighbor that keeps dripping their paint onto our porch and we have to scrape it off? What are we going to do about the neighbor's kids that just threw a rock through our window? There are a million things you want to discuss with your spouse. What?
But there's nothing emotional. There's not, like, the conversation she had with the girlfriend. This is all
practical. I'm just saying there's so much practical that has to be addressed that the question in real life is less realistic than it would seem. But that being said, assuming you're newly married, you've worked out your budget, you've worked out all the issues, and you don't have kids yet for whatever reason, and now you come home and you have 4 hours of time together. Are you supposed to spend those 4 hours talking when there's nothing really to talk about? So the answer that many contemporary rabbis say is that the definition of not talking too much idle chatter is covering what both of you need. Meaning there's a certain amount of idle talk, there's a certain amount of connection through speech that you need, and there's a certain amount that she needs, and that's not too much. Right? Right? That's how it ends up. But sometimes it's unnecessary, it's just flirting. Sometimes with your own wife, yeah.
I mean, Judaism is not like the kind of religion that says we should refrain from everything and cohabitation is a necessary evil that I don't know why God gave us it, but we have to do it in order to have children.
Right, but you can end up entering a habit where you start talking like a woman, where you're going to sit there and talk to her about things, not because you need it. You'll form the habit, or a person can form the habit of talking the way women talk. The kid was so cute today, you know, and then he dropped it, and then the thing went over it, and then he picked it up. And by the way, you know, the sale they had at the store, you're not going to go buy a woman's blouse, and you don't care about the sale, and she already bought the blouse, but now she's going to tell you about how her tag kept getting caught in the wheel of the wagon, and the wagon went this way and that way, and then she kept wondering why she always gets stuck with the worst wagon in the stores, and she always gets caught in the worst line, and the checkout counter wouldn't process her. You know, so if she feels she has to share with you all that, fine. But sometimes it's not. She could just as well talk to her friend about it. It's just idle chatter. There's nothing to talk about, and there's nothing to do, so we're just going to talk. So a person can say, okay, I need this and she needs this, or no, she doesn't and no, I don't. We just spent the last 3 hours talking idly. There's, okay. So you can work on yourself, and I've seen men like that who can sit down for 3 hours and talk about nothing. And that's why I say talk like a woman, because it's not natural to a man. To a man, conversation is very goal-oriented. So even though in our Binyan Abayit classes, we do discuss being sensitive to their needs, having conversation along the lines that they need, realizing that conversation is a tool of connection, and all that being said, there's still a realm which is unnecessary. And a person can then enter that realm and just say, okay, so I'm going to sit here and have this idle, no-point conversation. Or a person can realize, no, this isn't what Chazal wanted me to do with my time.
Conversation with the wife can't be associated with, like, this is
right?
You know, we're just going to talk about the kids today and what they did, but you and me,
no, that's, so we said, even more than that, even when it comes to idle chatter, the amount that you need and she needs is not called too much. Neshei amit garashun mi beit anugia. Right. Right. I didn't hear your last sentence. So what? Right? 100%. We said what both of you need. Both of you. Because husbands also need sometime. And that's all within the realm of what's supposed to be.